There's been a lot of talk about what it would cost to make people whole again after last summer's devastating floods. And while bureaucrats have searched for a way to quantify a complete recovery for Louisiana residents, Jesse Hardman reports on how many flood-affected families are simply going about finding their own ways forward.
Tow truck driver Ronnie Stewart needs a golf cart to take inventory of the more than 300 cars that wound up in his backyard after the historic floods. He stops at a sports car.
That Corvette went under 7 or 8 foot of water. It was a real nice car. I knew the man that owned it, real good friends with him. What can you do with it? It's got an inch of mud in it. Motor's flooded out.
6 months after the waters receded in Livingston Parish, Stewart is still hauling flooded cars. When he checks on all these idle vehicles, he doesn't see machines, he sees people.
That Dodge truck there, that was a friend of mine in Dunham Springs. I knowed him real well. He had no insurance on it. He asked me to come get it out of his way. Nothing he could do with it.
Stewart is waiting to get these cars crushed and hauled off his lot. He gets a little money and a tax break for doing this work. But for the most part, he's simply helping his community recover.
You know, everybody says, oh man, you got a fortune in cars here. Show me, I'd like to find it.
Ronnie Stewart, who's more commonly known as Uncle Ronnie in Livingston Parish, is part of a trusted, albeit informal, recovery effort in this rural part of Louisiana where 80% of houses were damaged by floods.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have questions here that people submitted? And I'm going to try and get some non-flood, but why don't I start with that, okay?
Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy recently touched down in this part of the state to check on the more formal recovery. Cassidy brought a congressional delegation from D.C. with him to see how billions of federal flood recovery dollars were being spent.
It's one thing to hear that this many months after the flood, there are still people whose homes are effectively still destroyed. It's another for them to see it themselves.
58-year-old Jim Thacker has seen it himself every day for the past 6 months from the front seat of his tow truck. He's one of Ronnie Stewart's drivers.
Okay, that's all right.
He says formal recovery helps pay for debris removal and a lot of cosmetic changes. But does that equal real relief?
Relief? No, not really. They just don't have that reminder when they pull in the driveway now of what happened.
Today, Thacker's heading to a mobile home near Denham Springs to pick up a flood car that belongs to his wife's best friend since grade school.
Hey, Crystal.
Thacker says Crystal, his client, got some FEMA assistance, but things are by no means back to normal since floodwaters blasted through a nearby drainage canal.
The poor girl has had a very rough time, and I just wish there was more we could do for her.
Thacker hitches up the white Mazda to his truck. There's still floodwater sloshing around in the headlights and Hershey bar wrappers and styrofoam cups strewn around the inside.
10:15 to 90.
Thacker heads back to Ronnie Stewart's tow lot. He slowly tails a dump truck hauling flood debris.
I see a couch. Looks like a couch on this side or a chair maybe.
Thacker reveals that while he's been helping folks get back on their feet, he's also been dealing with his own flood recovery. Almost 5 feet of water decimated his house and everything in it. He and his wife tried to get federal and state assistance.
We applied for it, did not receive it. We was able to get, you know, some extra food stamps when we needed it, you know, for groceries and things. But as far as financial help, we received none.
In the absence of the formal recovery system, Thacker turned to the one he knew he could count on.
I was able to stay with my best friend, Ronnie Stewart. He put me and my wife and her son up at his house for a month until he was able to tear out and get in where we could get into our home.
Jim Thacker's also hoping the towing money he makes working for Ronnie Stewart will help him piece his house back together. He's still living with a concrete floor and half of his walls torn out. For the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, I'm Jesse Hardman in Livingston, Louisiana.